I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ramadan and the preceding weeks bring new challenges for Christians in the Middle East. Open Doors USA's David Curry says believers in Egypt are enjoying more freedom than they have in the past, but discrimination's still pretty prevalent.
His grandmother was stripped naked and paraded through the street because of a rumor that had spread about her son having an affair. And this sort of thing, which humiliates the woman, it's exceptionally dangerous. We're fortunate in some ways that she wasn't killed. Highlights the fact that Christians are still considered second-class citizens there in Egypt.
Open Doors supports Christians in Egypt by meeting their physical needs. Despite the pressure, pray that these believers remain bold in their faith and that they'll continue to share the love of Christ with their neighbors. And Ramadan starts today. For the Muslim world, it's a month of prayer and seeking God. So why should Christians be involved? One Way Ministries' Michael Thompson explains.
He has compassion on them and he looks at them as sheep without a shepherd.
Enter the PrayerCast Ramadan Challenge. After all, what better time to pray? We've posted a link to join in at the top of our homepage at missionnews.org. Click on it and you'll go to the PrayerCast Challenge where you can sign up. Here's how it works.
There's a video to start the week that kind of sets up a theme. And then every day after, there's a nation with many Muslims in it that we all pray for. So it goes for 28 days. Our challenge is that you would do it, but that you also would invite at least one person to join you.
Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. What we know about the world's 1.6 billion Muslims is generally what we see on the news. But One Way is inviting you to look at who these people are in God's eyes. So join us on a PrayerCast journey during the month of Ramadan. Each week we'll focus on a different region, lifting up the nations in prayer. Get the details at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.